Available on the venue websites, a CKUT co-presentation.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
Ser alegre que ser triste, alegria é a melhor coisa que existe, é assim como a luz no coração. Mas pra fazer um samba com beleza é preciso um bocado de tristeza, é preciso um bocado de tristeza, senão não se faz um samba. Fazer samba não é contar piada, e quem faz samba assim não é de nada. O bom samba é uma forma de oração. O que o samba é a tristeza que balance, a tristeza tem sempre uma esperança. A tristeza tem sempre uma esperança de um dia não ser mais triste, não. Põe um pouco de amor numa cadência, vai ver que ninguém no mundo vence a beleza que tem um samba, não. Porque o samba nasceu lá na Bahia, se hoje ele é branco na poesia. Se hoje ele é branco na poesia, ele é negro demais no coração. É melhor ser alegre que ser triste. Alegria é a melhor coisa que existe, é assim como a luz no coração.
Check, 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 check.
Põe um pouco de amor numa cadência, vai ver que ninguém no mundo vence a beleza que tem um samba, não.
CKUT 90.3, this is Jazz U-Form. We're back in the building. Incredible. Here we go.
Porque o samba nasceu lá na Bahia, se hoje ele é branco na poesia, se hoje ele é branco na poesia, ele é negro demais no coração.
CQT 90.3. Man, I can't believe this is really happening. It's been a long time. This is Jazz Euphorium 8 to 10. I'm your host, Dominic, the second greatest thing after the Dread at the controls. You have the Dom at the controls. It's been a long time since we've been back in the studio. And actually, you're going to play this song back from an amazing artist who had a chance to go see in concert this summer. And this concert was delayed because of the Rona, and then we weren't able to play in the studio because of the Rona. And yeah, the Rona kind of changed everything. So it's a blessing to be back. Been coming here for the better parts of 3 decades strong, the bastion of wokeness, as I like to call it, but not that kind of whack, weak wokeness, the real wokeness, the real deal. Truths and rights, as we like to say. So we're going to go back into that song because, you know, as my son would say, or as I taught him to say, you know, it was so nice. We have to play it twice. This is a great artist from great artistic lineage. We're going to play a little, you know, a little, we're going to go all over the place. So we're going to play some hard bop, some bebop, maybe some modern jazz, some free jazz perhaps tonight. Who knows what's in the bag of tricks, but we did bring a lot of records. As always, when I guest host and I come through the studio, it's always straight vinyl. Not hating on digital. Of course I'm hating on digital. Digital is horrendous. It's basically the decline of society. But anyways, that's neither here or there. We're going to play back this track because it's lovely. It's amazing. It's just how I want to enter. And because, you know, we're just getting acclimated with the old environment, even though we've been coming here since we were youngsters. It's been a while. Brand new board, brand new things. We got to get used to it. So we're going to, you know, heal up, wheel up. Take it back, come rewind, as we say in this other genre that I really love, other than jazz. We're going to take the needle. You can hear this is real live radio. We're going to put right back to the top. We're going to let the sound kind of take you away. You got 2 hours of straight hardcore jazz and jazz of all kinds of mannerisms coming your way. I'm your guest host. This is Jazz U. This is CKUT. Only us can do it this ways. Emma, Daddy loves you. Here we go.
É melhor ser alegre que ser triste. Alegria é a melhor coisa que existe. É assim como a luz no coração. Mas pra fazer samba com beleza é preciso bocado de tristeza. É preciso bocado de tristeza, senão não se faz samba, não. Fazer samba não é contar piada, e quem faz samba assim não é de nada. O bom samba é uma forma de oração. A tristeza que balance, a tristeza tem sempre uma esperança. A tristeza tem sempre uma esperança de um dia não ser mais triste, não. Põe um pouco de amor numa cadência, vai ver que ninguém no mundo vence a beleza que tem um samba, não. O samba nasceu lá na Bahia. Se hoje ele é branco na poesia, se hoje ele é branco na poesia, ele é negro demais no coração. É melhor ser alegre que ser triste. Alegria é melhor coisa que existe, é assim como a luz no coração. Põe um pouco de amor numa cadência, vai ver que ninguém no mundo vence a beleza que tem um samba, não. Thank you. nasceu lá na Bahia, se hoje ele é branco na poesia, se hoje ele é branco na poesia, ele é negro demais no coração.
Spring fever when I know
wishing I was somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a man I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. Oh, that it might. Spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud.
KUT 90.3. We're just getting acclimated with the old studio. It's amazing. It's a blessing to be here. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm your host. What's my name? My name is not really relevant. I think I mentioned it before. But anyways, we're on some kind of triple spin, a little bossa vibe. Reaching out to a little special lady out there who loves this kind of music. We had some Getz just before with some Astor Gilberto, and then we had some Bebel, which was incredible. The show was just an incredible experience. It was just amazing. A blessing to be back in any kind of theater or musical venue. It's been a tough stretch, and we humans are adaptable, and we evolve, and we adjust, and we adapt, as previously mentioned, but it doesn't mean that, you know, it's not difficult at times, but music sustains a people. And right now, you're getting some good music live on record. Everything that's playing here is records. We're going to go back into some bossa vibe. We're going to go in down the same family tree. We had Bebel, we had Astrud, and now we're getting some Yao. And we're nice. We had a little wine. We had a bit of wine, actually. The wine club showed up before the show. And we had a bit of wine, so we're nice, as we say. So as we back into the music, we get back into the music, rather. This is a triple spin of the family tree, even though I double spin the first song because it's such a lovely record. It's the kind of record I like to play on a Sunday and then crack a nice bottle of Burgundy I'm old. That's what old cats do. They drink burgundy. In any case, enough talking. Back into the music. This is a great piece of music, a classical piece called Au Pateau, which I really love. And it's a joyful, you know, it's a joyful noise. I hope you enjoy it. CKUT, Jazz U Forum, or Jazz U for short, Jazz University. Lots of stuff going on. We'll play some Miles tonight. We'll play some Pharoah, who just passed away. We'll play some Coltrane, perhaps. Some Freddie Hubbard, maybe. I don't know. Some Art Blakey. Art Blakey night, that's always good. Like Funk Master Flex night, but with Art Blakey. Shout out to David Letterman. In any case, as we move inside the groove, as one of my idols used to say, this is C-Cut. Only us can do it this way. Jazz U Forum, CKUT. Here we go.
O pato vinha cantando alegremente, quen, quen, quando o marreco sorridente pediu para entrar também no samba, no samba, no samba. O ganso gostou da dupla e fez também quen, quen, quen. Olhou pro cisne e disse assim: vem, vem, que um quarteto ficará bem, muito bom, muito bem. Na beira da lagoa foram ensaiar para começar o tico-tico no fubá. A voz do pato era mesmo desacato, jogo de cena com o canso era mato. Mas eu gostei do final, quando caíram na água ensaiando o vocal, quen, 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 quen. O pato vinha cantando alegremente, quen, quen, quando o marreco sorridente pediu para entrar também no samba, no samba, no samba. O ganso gostou da dupla e fez também quen, quen, quen. Olhou pro cisne e disse assim: vem, vem, que um quarteto ficará bem, muito bom, muito bem. Na beira da lagoa foram ensaiar para começar o tico-tico no fubá. A voz do pato era mesmo desacato, jogo de cena com o ganso era mato. Mas eu gostei do final, quando caíram na água ensaiando o vocal, quen, 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 quen. Thank you.
CQT 90.3, a little jazz, samba, a little Stan Getz. You need more Stan Getz in your life, that's for sure. A little Charlie Bird, another jazz great, an amazing record. I strongly suggest you get yourself some jazz, samba, so many records. Listen to more jazz, as Jeff Weiss likes to say. You should Google Jeff Weiss, good writer. In any case, this is Jazz U, CKUT. Blazing maximum wattage from atop Mont-Royal. You know how we do, we're bilingual. La Nation. Let's not get into politics, but in any case, I'm going to play some Youssef Lateef, one of my favorites. I love Youssef, you know, kind of that Coltrane family tree. Same for Sanders, which we'll play a little bit later. Rest in power, rest in peace. As we get older, we're losing all the greats. That's how it goes. We've lost a lot already. And this little habit I have every time I play for the show, even though I have thousands of records, I always go buy a couple of records before I come to do a new show. I've been buying records since the pandemic, but I haven't been playing at the Bastion of Wokeness, as I like to call it, C-Cut, as volunteers were basically left to record from home, and that's not my vibe. More power to the people who can do that. I'm not the kind. I don't possess the kind of brain that can make me pre-record things. I'm not technically savvy. I can just kind of choose records and play them on the radio. That's pretty much what I do. Not really a skill, but a passion nonetheless. And so I have this routine where I go and pick up a few records whenever I do a show, even though I don't really need them. It's just, I don't know, it's kind of like the simple things in life. Life is beautiful. It's such a gift, but there are challenges. And so I went today and I picked up Miles Davis in Montreal. This record store day release, don't get me started on a record store day. I think it's a horrendous commercial endeavor, but that's neither here nor there. I like to wax poetic and rant a little bit. But in any case, I did pick up this Miles Davis, kind of part of this bootleg series of the show he did at Théâtre Saint-Denis. And, had me thinking, these legends, they walked amongst us. They were here. They were here for the taking. You can go to shows. And I'm not talking like 100 years ago. I'm talking decades, mere years ago. You can see some of these legends. So when you get a chance to go see like a Kamasi Washington, don't sleep. You need to support these artists that are, what's next? Producing great music, buy records, buy tangible music that you can hold in your hand. Forget the streaming garbage. Go to shows. I recently went to see a reggae show in Vermont and it was amazing. So you need to support artists, buy some records, get yourself a turntable. If you don't have the funds to get a fancy like 1200 or some next level turntable, just get a basic turntable, buy some records, make sure to support music and immerse yourself in the culture. That's what CQT has been about since I was a teenager coming here. That's what we're still about. Nothing could hold us back. Pandemic, no pandemic. We're back in the studio doing our thing. And this is some Youssef Lateef. This is from a movie score, but I do like this song. I'm a lover, not a fighter. So this speaks to the lover side of yours truly. And this is the love song called the theme, or the love theme, from Spartacus. Youssef Lateef on your CKUT 90.3, the Bastion of Wokeness. This is C-Cut live atop Mont-Royal. I think 30 some odd thousand watts of pure raw energy, honesty, and purity. Check it out. Thank you. as we move inside the groove, the wondrous sounds of Yusef Lateef. I can't make this up. I just had a request for Achy Breaky Heart. I had to tell the listener, yo, I didn't bring that record. But on the... that was a real request. And I have to say, the caller after thinking about it, I recognize the voice. It was a voice that I'm quite familiar with, although sometimes there's more passion and energy, or maybe even sometimes anger in that voice. But I did recognize it to be my partner in crime, the lovely owner of Cafe Dax in Outremont, where I spent a lot of days slinging wine in the vernacular. And I have to give a big, big, big shout out to La Petite Thaïs from the beautiful country of Mexico, and that's the beauty of this country that we all live in, Canada. It's my proud kind of privilege to say that I'm Canadian, because we have all these wonderful people from around the world that come here and that call this place home and that make it a better existence for us, you know what I mean, to live. And it's just an incredible experience to be Canadian. So I have to say a big, 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 big shout out to La Petite Thaïs, and of course, the man of the hour, of every hour, of any hour, the man that I like to call, sometimes I call him DJ, or sometimes DJ, or sometimes even Deej. I think of all his friends, I think I'm the only one that calls him by those kind of monikers. But that's my man right there. And if we don't really do commercialism, you know, Beastie Boys said everything in life is a commercial, but if you, you know, we have to support community businesses and people that do good things and good deeds around the world, especially when it's local. So I have to give a shout out to my man DJ and La Petite Thaïs. And if you listeners are ever in need of a bottle of wine or a good cup of coffee, you got to check out Café Dax in Outremont. It's just an incredible place to be. And, you know, good peoples who are very dear to my heart, and a man who lets me be the artist that I am, albeit with no artistic talent. In any case, time is flying by. We have maybe an hour and 20 minutes left to go. And we're going to go back into some soulful music. Of course, this is Jazz U, Jazz University. This is Coltrane and Johnny Hartman, a record that's maybe slept on. People don't really maybe know this side of Coltrane. But the greats, they have more than one facet to them. They're just, you know, it's the complexity, it's the range that's incredible and mind-blowing, whether it be Coltrane or Davis. These are why these artists are legendary. This is a great record. On the Impulse label, this is the Autumn Serenade. Apropos for this time of year in Montreal, arguably the best time of year in the city. Go get a coffee, go get a bottle of wine, whether it's at Dax or anywhere else that you fancy. Go pick up a record, support Au 33 Tours, Sonorama, and Phonopolis, I think, or whatever else. And Death of Vinyl, my man. I think Dan on Death of Vinyl, man. You lose track. Just the pandemic, it killed everything, man. Just the regular routines of going to pick up some used records, going to chat with my man Dan at Death of Vinyl. All these things just stopped happening. So we got to get back to supporting art. Without art, there's nothing. There's no life. Life is art. Art is life. This is when I know I've been rambling. DJ La Petite Thaïs. You know what's up. You know it's nothing but love. This is the Autumn Serenade by the legendary, there's nothing really more to say, John Coltrane. I've even worn my Supreme Coltrane jacket tonight. I don't rock it often. You have to be in a mood. You know, your Coltrane jacket, it's a mood. You know, you don't always feel like showing off or just kind of, you know, putting on your kind of armor. It's like a Superman kind of armor. You know, when you're wearing that Coltrane jacket, you're like, you're global, you're intergalactic. Nobody can really mess with you. Big up my man Adam G. I don't know, I'm not sure if he's listening, but he's one of the most inspiring humans that I, you know, that I've ever come across. And my man Ray Z, you know, it's a thing. It's like a threesome, you know, like some kind of bro flex. I don't know. As you get older, these things happen. Big up Adam G. Big up Jay-Z for sure, man. And Beyonce, of course. But big up Ray-Z. I mean, was Jay-Z before Ray-Z? I'm not even sure. This is Autumn Serenade. This is the great John Coltrane and Johnny Hartman. This is CQUT, the bastion of wokeness. I want full recognition for that term. I'm the one who, you know, I coined that a long time ago, like pre-pandemic vibe, you know, but the good kind. And this is John Coltrane, and then Johnny Hartman. This is Autumn Serenade. This is CQUT.
Through the trees comes autumn with her serenade. Melodies, the sweetest music ever played. Autumn kisses we knew are beautiful souvenirs. As I pause to recall, the leaves seem to fall like tears. Silver stars were clinging to an autumn sky. Love was ours until October wandered by. Let the years come and go, I'll still feel the glow that time cannot fade. When I hear that lovely autumn serenade,
gentlemen, we would like to say good evening to you and welcome to the Jazz Corner of the World. Coming to you tonight from the Jazz Corner of the World is Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. Blue Note Records is presenting to you these very talented artists. On the trumpet, we have Lee Morgan. How about a big hand for Lee Morgan? And on the piano, Bobby Timmons. And on the tenor saxophone, we have Wayne Shorter. And on the bass, Jimmy Merritt. And of course, on the percussions, that talented master showman, Art Blakey. So let's all get together from the Jazz Corner of the World and give him a a great big round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. How about a big hand, everybody, for Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers?
CKUT 90.3. That was the great Art Blakey. Meet you at the Jazz Corner of the World. Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. Great album. Wayne Shorter, Lee Morgan. Some big, big, big names on this record. Can't be mad at the great Art Blakey. I have to say, my phone is blowing up a lot of shoutouts. It's been so long since I've been in the studio. I sometimes, you know, one of the things that's important in life is, you know, to check in with your parents once in a while. You know what I mean? 47 years old. I mean, you know what I'm saying. I don't have to go into it, but you know, call your mother as much as possible. My parents just came back from 1 month in Italy. Just like I was their son, you know, their eldest wasn't playing, you know, jazz or reggae on the radio, which is an essential part of a healthy lifestyle and balanced diet for their eldest son, just like playing basketball and, you know, family and friends. They weren't traveling, so they went back to traveling recently. You know, the pandemic is over. It's not really over, but it's over. You know, you know what I'm saying. My mom ends up breaking her shoulder, but of course she doesn't call me or my brother or my sister, because, you know, that's how they do over there. We can't worry the clan, you know, so let's tough it out. So a lot of love and shout out to my mom. I'm out of the three siblings, I'm the most like my dad, I'm the most like my mom, and I'm the most Dominic. It makes for a combination that's very difficult to live with. But in any case, it's the same personality that buys these records and plays it on CQT. So I have to give thanks and praise to the establishment that has been nourishing my soul since I was a teenager. CKUT 90.3 FM. Big up Pat Dillon, my radio mentor, Sister P. I love Pat. She's like, you know, she's like my black mom. I'm a white guy. You know, and shout out to my dad, shout out to my mom, and, you know, jazz music. Who would have thunk it that this would be a passion as a young cat coming up? I was more of a hip hop guy, you know, R&B, early house, stuff like that, pop music. And dancehall was the music that most spoke to me for most of my life. But then as I got older, I don't know what did it for me. I don't know how I got to this jazz passion thingy that I developed. But it's a thing, and there's no other music of all the genres of music, and I love every music pretty much, except maybe for trash metal, death metal, pretty much all kinds of metals, and yeah, punk rock I can mess with, but yeah, the metals not so much, and country music, except maybe for the classics, maybe country classics, and, you know, the real kind of, you know, the nitty-gritty kind of country ballads I can hang with. But country music's a no-no, slippery slope. You know, you start listening to the country, next thing you know, you're buying a red cap. Next thing you know, it's the apocalypse. So I'm not going down that road. But I do love this music that is jazz. For me, total happiness is a nice glass of wine, you know, my girl, and some Burgundy, preferably maybe some champagne, maybe Piemonte, Northern Italy, for people who, you know, who know what's up with wine. And I have to say, there's no other music. It's jazz music that chills me out. I'm about to play the great Wayne Shorter. But before I do that, once again, much love to my mom, Jocelyn, nursing that bad shoulder. Much love to my dad, Senior, and my son, Seva. I haven't given him a shout out yet. He's the future. He's incredible. He's the best of me. And then some. And my daughter, Emmanuelle. Before I play this Wayne Shorter from the album, The All-Seeing Eye, I love me some Wayne Shorter. Great sax player, just an amazing musician. I got to big up my friend Adam. I think he's at Express right now. I love Adam like a brother. He's an incredible human being. He's a writer. He's just a bon vivant. I'll say it like the Americans, bon vivant. You got to put the T on there. Bon vivant, Sauvignon Blanc. But Adam is a bon vivant. Shout out to my French roots. You know, I can speak French. And much love to my friend Adam G, who I think is living it up. On his birthday at L'Express right now, drinking some Cécile Tremblay. Adam knows how to do it. He knows how to live it up. Much love to my man, Ray Z. Ray, man, it's been a blessing. It's been a blessing, this kind of new thing that's happening. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Anyways, I'm rambling on. Shout out to everybody listening. Thank you very much. Once again, one last time, I have to remind you that this is CKUT, fully 100% community-based. CKUT is all about the people. We are of the people, for the people, by the people. Things are starting to loosen up a little bit. We know we're still being careful, but things are starting to loosen up. So a lot of people are doing their shows, you know, remote or from home. Basically the same situation as, you know, people in the workforce. So we're adapting, but also, you know, we're opening up the studio, get involved. You know, there's never been a more important time. You know, people think, I don't know, man, internet, all these other mediums, but radio is the bedrock. It's the foundation of telecommunications. Radio, newspapers, apart from the issue with the environment and the trees, I totally get that. But we're dying out here, man. We need real news. We need newspapers. You know, my father, the New York Times, all the local papers, La Presse, Le Devoir, The Gazette, we had these things. These were just part of life. We need these things. We need journalism. We need music. Radio is an essential part of a balanced diet. You need radio more than ever. CQT has never wavered. I've been coming here since I was a baby, a teenager, barely out of diapers. And this radio station embraced me, even though I was interested in musical styles that had nothing to do with my own culture. This has been a place where you can express yourself, you can be yourself, you can grow, you can evolve, you can learn, you can teach, believe it or not, you can even teach. Who would have thunk it that a student